Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back again to my podcast with Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and this is episode 3, Find Humor in Bad Situations, out of the 7 tips of 7 practical tips to achieve a mindset for success. Let's recap the past 2 days. The first tip was start the day with a positive affirmation. How you start your day sets the morning, sets the tone for the rest of the day. Tip 2, focus on the good things, however small. Always remember, you're going to encounter obstacles throughout the day. There's no such thing as a perfect day, but when you encounter such challenges, focus on the benefits, no matter how slight or important they may seem to you. Like I told you yesterday, if you get stuck in traffic, think about how you have time to listen to, you know, the rest of your favorite podcast. Hint, hint. You know, make the best out of a good situation, no matter how small it is. You may not think it's big, but it's still very important. And that brings us to today, episode 3, Find Humor in Bad Situations. I'm always the one who believes in laughter is the best medicine. Allow yourself to experience humor in even the darkest or most trying situations. Remind yourself that this situation will probably make for a good story, and try to tell a joke about it. You know, a lot of times people listen to other people's testimonies and not really thinking about it. When that person is going through at the time, that's their test. But they figured out how to get out of that situation, and that test became their testimony. So it turned that bad situation into a good situation. That's finding humor in bad situations. You never know what's going to happen. How things turn out depends on how you react. You know, you get a lot of people that say, oh, you know what? She made me do it. No, she didn't. Or she made me upset. No one has a physical remote that says, doom, 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 doom. Okay, I'm going to make her go here. Doom, doom, doom. She's going to be really ticked off. Doom, doom, doom. She's going to cry. No one has a physical remote to make you do whatever you do. When you do something, or say, for instance, someone comes to you and does something that seems like it wasn't wrong. It wasn't good. It was wrong against you. How you respond to that is how the situation is going to turn out. If you blow up and go off, you're going to be upset. You're going to raise up your blood pressure. The other person's going to be upset. And that bad situation just turned into a worse situation. But if you see the situation, whatever happening with that person does, and you decide, I'm going to laugh it off. Nothing I can do about it. You just found humor in a bad situation. Remember to stay positive about anything. And there are some ways that you can stay positive when having a bad day. Part of finding humor. Develop a plan, for one thing. Often we just feel kind of off. You know, sometimes your day just feels kind of, And we let it affect our day without finding out what it is that made us feel down in the first place. That's what I was telling you when someone does something. So identify what's making you feel despondent and be specific. And once that is done, make a plan. Write it out. What you can do to turn around your sour mood or your situation. Journal it. Journaling helps let out a lot of things. You can also associate with winners. My dad used to tell me, there can be 4 millionaires in one room, and you walk in there, you're going to be the 5th one. Or you can walk in a room for, let's say, small-minded people, and you're in there, the 5th one. You're going to be the 5th small-minded person. You know, birds of a feather flock together. We tend to think like the people we hang around. And you can also speak positive words. That goes when I told you about speaking positive affirmations. over yourself every day, because we tend to believe what we say. Our minds literally go into the direction of our own words. So if you can, speak something positive. A positive affirmation would help out with that bad day. And like I told you, laugh anyway. Laugh it off. There is so much stress going over these days. Politics, economy, ozone layer, all this all over the world. Find a way to laugh it up. Stay upbeat and positive. Make laughter a deliberate part of your arsenal against the blues. It will help. And you can also execute. Once you've identified what has upset or deflated your spirit, made a plan to overcome it, and then develop some mental weapons, it's time to bring out the big guns. Pour your thoughts into action. It's hard to worry about a problem while you're busy solving it. Thank you so much for joining us again for this episode of Creating a Mindset for Success, Episode 3, Finding Humor in Bad Situations. And I gave you a few little extra tidbits on how to stay positive when you're having a bad day. Join us tomorrow for Day 4, Episode 4, with Turn Your Failures into Lessons. Boy, see how all of this is tying together? Can't wait to hear about this. Again, my name is Karunda Glover, your host with Creating a Mindset for Success. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.